In a world full of rush and hurry, it's so important to set aside time to just be still. To reconnect that vital relationship with a God who loves and wants to be close to you. So sit back and settle in for the next few minutes. And welcome to Common Prayer.
Well, welcome back, everyone, to Common Prayer, day number 2. We are journeying together through the season of Lent, and I'm your host today, Kathy B., and it is really good to be back with you. I was gone for a little while, and I really missed you, and it's so good to have you along as we continue through our first week of Lent together. And just a little reminder that every day of the 40 days of Lent, we're giving you just a single word from our scripture reading to meditate on. And we're just keeping it simple and focused. And we really hope that you find this approach valuable and meaningful. As we begin our time together today, I want to invite you into just some moments of quiet as we prepare ourselves in the presence of God. Our word for today is return. Return. And I'd like to invite you to ask the Lord during our time of quiet right now to speak to you with exactly what you need today. Ask Him to help you to be able to receive that. Let's begin our time of silence now. Our scripture for today comes from Joel chapter 2, verse 13, and here's what it says. Rend your heart and not your garments. Return to the Lord your God, for He is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and abounding in love. And I don't know about you, but it is not that often that I have my devotions in the book of Joel. And if that has been your experience too, allow me to just give you a little context. The prophet Joel was one of the earliest writing prophets in scripture, and he lived around the same time as the prophet Elisha, way, way back in about 830 BC. And he preached to the people of Judah, and he led them in a great lament over a locust plague and a severe drought. He often talked to them, especially right now in this lament, about the day of the Lord. And he talked about God's judgment on their sin. Joel honed in on the tragedy that they'd experienced together to give them the Lord's message of judgment, but also the hope of repentance. I mentioned that our word for today is return, and the meaning of return is to come or go back to a place or a person. And to return from some place or person presupposes that you have left a place or a person. To return, you have to have left. And these people had left God, and they had wandered away, and they didn't seem to think it was that big of a deal at all. But to God, it really was. And he warns them, Joel does, to wake up and to pay attention and to return not just to anybody or anything, but to him, to God. Trevor Hudson, who's the author of the book we're following called Pauses for Lent, says that whether we realize it or not, our lives, if left unchecked and unexamined, are always in the process of drifting away from their true home. He says that we forget that we are not God, and that we are more often than we know giving in to the temptations that are all around us that tend to be around the themes of money and sex and power. And giving in to those temptations dulls our attention to the cries of our sisters and brothers who are in need. And way too often, we only focus on ourselves. Let me ask you, do you agree with that? Do you notice yourself drifting away from God sometimes? Well, I think one of the things that is unique about the season of Lent is that we allow God to reach out and to call us home. Home is a place where we live permanently, especially as a member of a family or a household. The place where we live permanently, and our true home is that. He is calling us home, and in the process, he's reminding us about who we truly are and about how vital it is for us to let God really be God in our lives so that we will be able and tuned in to be able to respond to our suffering neighbor. To put it another way and to put it simply, it gives us a chance to begin again with God. Saint Benedict is famous for that saying, which I just love. Always we begin again. Always we begin again. And it's only when the fierce love of God, the fierce love of God that we most clearly see in the crucified one, Jesus Christ, it's only when that fierce love of God pierces our hearts, not somebody else's heart, but our hearts, that's when we will be able to respond with a returning love to God. And during Lent, we very intentionally take the time to listen, to really listen for this good news, that God loves us so very much. That message will never, ever run out. God loves us so very much, and he wants us to return home. Whether we've wandered far, far away, or not so far at all. And the season of Lent is an invitation for us to open our lives and our hearts in a brand new way to his love, however far we may have drifted, and to return again to the God who longs for us and to be closely connected to us. Well, for our daily practice today, here's what I want to encourage you to do. Not just to hear this, but to do something. Here it is. I want you to meditate on the word return throughout your day and ask the Holy Spirit to deepen your awareness of God's love for you. Ask him to help you become more aware of all the different ways in which his divine love comes to you. It might be through just the smile of a stranger, even through their mask. You can still see smiling eyes. might be through the presence of a friend. It might be through the undeniable beauty of a sunset or a gentle rain. Could be through the simple enjoyment of a walk around the block. But before you go to sleep tonight, think back on these gifts of God's love, because that is what they are, His gifts to you. Savor them and give thanks for them. Amen.
Common Prayer is a ministry of Central Peninsula Church in Foster City, California. You can now access and subscribe to Common Prayer episodes on the Google Podcast Store, Apple Music, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Of course, you can always check back daily right here for episodes at cpc.org. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.